The first item on the agenda, and this was an issue that was raised at our first meeting and has been raised in prior years, and it has to do with 1 MRSA, section 408-A, subsection 11, and it deals with the fee waiver process. And I believe it was Colleen Reed McCarthy has put together a survey of other states on this issue, and I will turn it over to you.
Thank you. So you do have in your packet of materials some background information on the fee waiver issue. On blue, for those who are here in person, is a copy of the current law. And I did want to note that the fee waiver provision is in subsection 11. But I did want to note for you that the statutes haven't been updated yet. So the changes to subsection 8 related to the costs or increasing the costs from $15 to $25 per hour and increasing the free hour from 1 to 2 hours, that is not reflected in the copy of the current law that you have, but the subsection 11 has not been changed, and that is that's the current law for you, but that we just haven't had a chance for the statutes to be updated yet in the database. But on the white paper, and what was shared with you previously was just an outline for you of how other states treat this issue of waivers or fee waivers for public records requests. And looking at state legislative websites and also looking at using the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, they have an open government guide that really gives a good overview. We've used it in the past for various issues to give you some sense of how other state FOA laws might treat these issues. And so the statutory outline really identifies for you those states that have mandatory waiver, fee waiver provisions. And those are identified as the statutory language it requires a record custodian shall or must waive a fee in certain circumstances. And there are 8 states that have been identified as having some sort of mandatory fee waiver requirement. 21 states have discretionary waiver provisions, very similar to Maine's, where the language says that a record custodian may waive a fee when certain circumstances are present, or really just giving the record custodian discretion to waive a fee. And then 21 states do not have any language in their FOA statutes that specifically address or relate to a fee waiver, although I think arguably, if you look at the open government guide, some folks feel that there is some discretion on the part of those records custodians in those states to waive fees in the absence of a specific statutory requirement as well. I'm happy to go over some of the examples of how states define it. A number of the states that do have mandatory waiver provisions do talk about or require circumstances either when an individual requester is indigent, or if the request is in the public interest, which is similar to what we have in our Maine statute in paragraphs A and B. But again, our statute in Maine currently gives the agency or official having custody of the record the discretion to waive the fee in those circumstances. And then some of those states that identified, those 8 states that have sort of what I describe as a mandatory waiver provision, the language says the agency or official or records custodian, depending on how the state law refers to it, shall or must waive the fee in those circumstances. So I'm happy to pull up any of these documents, and we can share the screen, but that is some of the information that you have before you. And then I also wanted to point out in your packet 2 additional pieces of information relative to this discussion. In 2019, the Right to Know Advisory Committee at that time had a improved FOA subcommittee, and the subcommittee at that time did consider the fee waiver provision and did develop a draft at that time that wasn't ultimately moved forward to the full committee, but they discussed this issue at that time relative to The decisions or the discretion that's shown on the part of agencies and the approach taken in the draft that I shared with you is adding language to the current law that would require agencies or officials that when they deny a request for a waiver, either in full or in part, based on a determination that the release of the public record does not meet the standard for being requested to be in the public interest, that then the agency or official in that circumstance must provide written notice of the denial and state the reason for the denial of the waiver prior to proceeding with the request. So that is something that was discussed previously, as I said, by a former subcommittee. So I wanted to make sure you had that information. And then additionally, you did receive some input from a member of the public in email form, and you have an email from Mr. Capron raising some issues related to this to fee waivers. The other thing I would note just before you, if you want to talk further, is that this issue was suggested for you to discuss as a topic item this year by the Public Access Ombudsman, Ms. Kelty, and she is here and is present and could sort of bring you up to date and reiterate the reason why she brought this forward to the full committee's attention based on a inquiry that she had received related to this issue. So I'll stop there, but I'm happy to answer any questions or pull up any of the documents for you.
Thank you very much.